The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. And thank you for the way you have been teaching us in this place since yesterday morning. We bless you for how you've been helping us to know you more. How you have been helping us to hear your voice at this end time. We thank you for giving us warnings from this place. Again, Father, we appreciate and glorify your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we pray, Lord, that all these words we have been hearing since yesterday till the end of today shall not stand against us in the day of judgment in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that we shall be hearers and doers of your words, and we shall not deceive ourselves in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that as we continue in this section, that you bless both the speaker and the hearers together, and you minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray. My topic is getting along well, getting along with co-leaders, getting along with co-leaders. And I started by saying that we humans, we are social animals, and we are bound to interact every day. Even in our various homes, for people that are married, our pastor, Pastor Ajibade, has made us to know that not everybody in the church is married, and that's a reality. But for people that are married, we know we interact in our homes. And it's either we marry for 60 years, 70 years, or 80 years, it doesn't matter. We still interact and we still hurt each other. Am I correct? Talk to me now. Do we still offend each other? Or we don't offend each other anymore? I'm talking to married women now. I'm not talking to single. Okay, so we're still going to offend ourselves. But it reduces the moment we continue to get better understanding of the Word of God, better understanding of the Holy Spirit, better understanding of ourselves, and getting closer to God together. And that's exactly what happens in the church when the church of God is growing at the same rate, which is very difficult to achieve. No, not all members of the church can grow at the same rate. But, you know, if people that are growing up in the Lord are more than people are not growing up properly, the church is well situated. The church will continue to live a life that is acceptable to God. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. So because we are social animals, we interact and we are dependent on one another. We are not independent. We are dependent on one another. Either we like it or not, no matter how big a man may be, a woman may be, no matter how rich, he will still need somebody. A rich man cannot take cutlass and be cutting grass. He needs somebody to help him. So there is constant interaction of people around us. So in this interdependency and interactions, there is bound to be misunderstanding and crisis. There should be a growing understanding of our diversity in our relationship as leaders in the church of God. When there is a growing understanding of how diverse all people are, how they think, and what they feel, it will help us to get along well in church. In most of our passages, there are passages because of time that we may not be able to read, but we are going to read one after I finish this introduction. And that's Psalm 133. We're going to read that when I finish this introduction. In most of our passages today, We found that there are some things we need to avoid and some other things we need to embrace to be able to get along well with co-leaders. In Acts of Apostles chapter 11, verse 19 to 26 in particular, we note that it was not disciples that called themselves Christians. It is the perception of people. People look at them. They saw that these people look like their master. These people's behavior, action, and interactions are different from ours. So these people are Christians. They call them Christian because of the judgment of people, not their own judgment. The outsiders were able to notice that the disciples had respect for one another, honor one another, and care for one another. They were not only highly devoted to God. You know, we always say, get devoted to God. But you see, when we are gathered together in the church of God, we are not only devoted to God, we must also get devoted to ourselves. God needs men. God needs men. God cannot do it alone. Let me do a kind of a caricature of Genesis chapter 1. I want to say the way the Bible does not say it. It says, come, let us make man in our own image. As if God is talking to some other divine agents. Actually, God is talking to himself. He wasn't talking to anybody. Let me correct that today. But no, let me just say it like that. That it was calling, he said, come, let us make man in our own image. And if you read through the word of God, you see there that God is always needing men to praise him. If men cease to worship God, God is not existent anymore. Is that okay? Don't say God can be himself without men. He needs men. Am I correct? Yes. I know some of us, we try to rationalize it now. Without men, God will not be God. And without God, men will not be men. God bless you in Jesus' name. So, they were not only highly devoted to God, but they are devoted to themselves. So, the consequences were that people held them in awe, and Holy Spirit came upon them, and their lives attracted other people to their folds. You see, thank God for the message we have just heard. Thank you very much, Pastor Ajibade. We don't need to do some gymnastics. You may not need to. In fact, a pastor may not have so much anointing. But if there is love, if love is palpable, people will come to the church. May not have anointing. But if they know that love is there, people will come to the church. Some, not 80% of people may not need miracle. They just need a place where they come to worship. Where there is love, where there is unity, where there is care, that's what they need. They may not need miracle. But if people do not have that, you may have anointing, heavy anointing. We have heard that today. If from the pulpit with your anointing you are causing people, they will leave. Daddy Gio told us yesterday that a man who has a heavy anointing was harassing his wife openly. And people refused to come to church. Daddy said, even if he fainted and you put a naked woman by his side, he would jump up. But this man, the anointing is so much that the anointing is not to commit fornication, but is to slap or to shout or to embarrass or to harass. So, and there's no scale for sin. There's no scale for sin. We scale it in the church. There's no scale for sin. There's special scale for adultery and fornication, but no scale for anger. But God made Moses not to enter into Canaan because of anger, not because of fornication or adultery. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. What does getting along mean? Getting along with others involves communication skills and a willingness to interact with different people in a number of different ways. This involves effective listening skills as well as expressing oneself with oneself well, verbally and not verbally. How can we build a good relationship in the church or get along well with co-leaders? One sign of mature leaders is that they build relationship with others. And I'm going to tell us this, but before we tell us this, let the media put Psalm 133 on the board. Let's read it together. I want us to read it together. Psalm 133. Let's read it well. How? Psalm 133. Let's go. Amen. It is when there is unity, when there is understanding, that God commands blessing. In the midst of confusion and misunderstanding, blessing cannot come there. I think we have heard that yesterday through our Daddy Gio, and we have heard that this morning. When there is confusion in the church, when there is misunderstanding, conflict in the church, crisis in the church, God cannot answer our prayers. But when we are together in unity, when we pray simple prayers, God will answer. God will answer. Simple prayers. And I pray God will come to help us in Jesus' name. Evidences of a leader getting along with other leaders. Number one, he does good to others or doing good to one another. Matthew 7:30, Galatians 6:10. I may not be able to have time to be reading this because of the time. We can still go back. Thank God we have the booklet. Doing good to one another. Acts 10:38. The Bible says Jesus was going about doing good. And if we are the followers of Jesus, we must always do good to one another. We must do good to one another. Number two, praying for one another. Many, many years ago, during our Civil Christian Fellowship, we normally hear from our leaders, it's not possible to pray for somebody and still hate him. It could be possible. You cannot be praying for somebody. God, bless this person, and you see, hate the person. You know that if you're going to pray for a person, if the person offends you, you will not hate the person. Evidence of you not, you know, evidence of not praying for that person is, will manifest in the way you react to people. If you always react negatively to people or treat people casually, it's an evidence that you are not praying for them. You don't even love them. It's an evidence. It's not possible for you to be praying for people and you don't love them. It's not possible. In fact, when you pray for them constantly, you will not see their sin. You will not see their iniquity. You will not see their fault. That will help us in Jesus' name. Three. Being kind and affectionate to one another. When we are loving each other, we are affectionate to one another, and we are kind. Thank God we are trying it. We are trying our best in Christ's way, but we can do more. Am I correct? We can do more. We love one another here. We do things together here, but we can do it better. It can still be better. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Not retaliating, but forgiving. Sign of retaliation is when somebody is offended and he continues to repeat it. To remind you, if somebody is reminding you of your offense, that person has not forgiven you. is an evidence that that person has not forgiven you. And the person is looking for it's an opportunity that it will hit back on you. It's an evidence. Seeking retaliation rather than forgiveness traps you in the anger. In fact, some become so consumed by their bitterness that it harms them physically and mentally. When you are full of anger, full of resentment, you discover that you start to develop some problems in your body. You'll not be able to sleep very well. It will affect your sleep. It will affect your food will not digest very well. The moment you see the person that you hate, you will lose your balance. Use your balance. Number five, having mutual respect for one another. Having mutual respect for one another. Yoruba ni ayesi ni oloyinbo npe ni yesa. Ayesi. Leaders, don't use your left hand and do like this to your members. It's insultive. It's insultive. It's ridiculous. If you treat people cheaply, they may not be able to talk to you because you are old, but they will look at you meanly. Yeah. For example, as a pastor or a leader of a unit, you do not need to tell leaders under you that you are in charge here. Some pastor will say, I'm in charge here. I don't know when he was in charge. I don't know when he has become the owner of the church. Christ is no longer the owner. I am in charge here. It's arrant nonsense. It's arrogance. It's anger that can pull you down. And you will just die. Because you are always saying, I'm in charge here. You know, in Christ's way, some pastors do not even carry their subordinate pastors along in whatever they do. I have discovered that in Christ's way here, some pastor will just write the topic of what they are going to preach on Sunday. You are undermining leaders under you. Our leaders don't teach us that. Central executive, do you know that these messages that have been rolled out, GO will say, Pastor Lanyoye, choose 7. Pastor Koya, choose 7. Pastor Adeoye, choose 7. Pastor Jide, choose 7. And we now, am I correct? But some pastor will sit down as if they are the owner of knowledge, the almighty pastor. No, I don't think I'm doing what Pastor Jibade said. I'm not theatrizing here. I'm just hitting on us. Some pastor will write, I'm in charge here. So, Egba, it's ridiculous. The purpose of workers' meeting is to let people know what they are going to do. And if you have a pastor under you, the pastor is a co-pastor that is assistant pastor. You don't even have associate or assistant pastor anymore in Christ's way. That you are privileged to lead the church does not mean that the other pastor does not have brain or does not have grace. Oftentimes, by God's grace, not boasting now, when I was pastoring, they are here. Pastor Adi is here. Pastor Yeson is around. Pastor Bangui is here. I leave them. There are some things they know to do better. I always say to the church, I say, these people are gifted in teaching. They are here. One, I preach maybe once in 2 months. Because I know my own is double. Make noise and then I go. But people need it once in a while. They always look forward to seeing my double. Pastor, I thank you for telling us that. Come on, wait more. Come on, wait more. Oh, no, it's a you. Ever done. Oh, you are born again, you. But I don't Baptist fellowship. Well, I'm not wearing my. Oh, yeah, Bollory, yeah, where? Oh, not say that. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's how to mature. Am I correct? We are maturing. Uh-huh. Are you weary? So, when a subordinate pastor has an idea, consider it. Humbly, consider it. Don't say, I am in charge here. When is your turn? When you are a pastor, you can do whatever you like. That is arrant nonsense, arrogance. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Number six, loving one another. You see, this is where your God is praised, when you love one another. John 13, 34. They will know that you are my disciples. This is when you love one another. Number seven, living in harmony with one another. Living in harmony. You know, living in harmony goes beyond tolerance. There is something we call interreligious dialogue, in which I do. Pastor Mbili is also into that. When you do comparative study, the tolerance means I know he has his own religion. Ejaka kan ma tolerate won. When you say Ejaka ma tolerate and when you're in church, you are not building a church. You are building another cult. You must seek to understand another person and understand his or her viewpoint. And let me just warn us, leaders, don't ever let your point, especially we that are pastor over the church, don't let your point override others. By God's grace, we have a leader here, Pastor Oriokay. He will not, even if he has a better idea, he will say, what do you think? Okay, majority carry the vote. And he will step down his... Later, if it fails, you say, Baba de Sobeo. Why can't you allow, that's humility, allow that others to prevail. That does not mean you don't have brain. That does not mean you don't have spirit of God. Number eight, instructing one another. Instructing. I've been at Edakwa. I love to be, but the distance. I love to be at Edakwa. I mean, adult church, Bible study. I've been there three times. I enjoy it. Daddy Gio will sit down at there. And it's already a booklet. He will sit there by and be writing. Somebody will be teaching and be writing. One of our sisters was teaching one day. She's not a deaconess. She's not a pastor. She taught. And I went to her. I said, you taught excellently well. You see, she said, and I left my lamp fanny. If you are always the one teaching, you are the omnipotent teacher. Omniscient. Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. Pastor Akinade will not be teaching today. It's not about being professor. Am I correct, Pastor Akinade? If the Jew have not been giving you platform. This Baba Jai, they have not been giving us platform. I will not know how to handle microphone today. But if you are the only one that knows how to teach, you know how to preach, you know how to lead prayer, Yorubani emba daye je, yo dai ya je. And when your problem comes, people will look at you and say, emma dasi yo o mong pa yo. You know how to do it. Esa file. People know how to be snobbish. If you think you are snobbish, people know how to do it better than you are. And some people are always like that. Let me do this. It's even pride for somebody to be preaching or teaching and you are interjecting. To be correcting. To be showing how less they know Bible. How less knowledgeable they are. It's arrogance. Number nine, having equal concern for one another. Having concern, showing concern. Show concern. Pastor no need concern. The pastor also need concern. Am I correct? Most times, pastor, that pastor did not ask for me. As if Pastor Jumade always say, Pastor, no, okay, Jangeli. Any pastor, no. Some people will not ask for their pastors. They will not even ask. They will not even know. When we lost our child, and we went to the hospital to go and carry the cuffs, then one woman said, Pastor, Eden Womi, Moniklo Shele, no? So, and I said, Eden Womi, Shele, only, Oko Miti Feku, and I was following. Then he took back to me, Pastor, Eden Kalo Jare, Oma Pastor Gansha Kuni, Moni, no, Yeti Kunti, Eden. I'm serious. Ojo ta fe lo gbe omo wa to ku. Mo ni e ti ku, e ka. And we are learning this. And I went, madam, you have work on ha. E ma binu pastor. So if the person did not talk, tin bagbati o ti ele so pe e ni fowo le. But because any kind both be pastor, omo pastor no ku now. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Number 10, serving one another. Serving one another. The older pastor can serve younger pastor. And we see that in our leaders. Actually, our daddy will be okay. Let us always cultivate this. Number 11, bearing one another's burden. Bearing one another's burden. And like my sister will say, Pastor Olanioye say, when you are praying for somebody, it's not showing off. Tell the person you are praying so that the person will be encouraged. It's good to tell the person. It's not that you are trying to show off. We are praying for you. And if you have money, why not? Go ahead and do it. If you have, but when you are, if you don't have money, you don't have anything, just tell the person, I'm praying along with you. And the person will be encouraged that he is not alone in the struggle. Number 12, let conversation be always full of grace. I don't need to say that again. Pastor Ajibade has said that. Don't say some words on the pulpit that will scare people and will take people away from your church or from your group. There was a time when among the choir, when our leaders there insisted that If you use earring, you will go to hell. I don't know where they get that doctrine from. It's what we call it, doctrine of Nicolaitan and Belial. Yeah. Where people teach about if you use earring, you go to hell. I just submitted a paper now. And the paper is to criticize CAC about certain doctrines. That's my job anyway, so don't mind me. Yeah. That was something I've not criticized Christ's way in my thesis too. So, Pastor Dewey, you read it. You read one article now. I criticized Christ's way in one of my articles. So, negative habits that can affect our getting along with co-leaders. Number one, we should not talk without thinking. We should not talk without thinking. Number one, do not say, I want to say my mind. Let me say my mind, yo. By the time you are saying your mind, you are saying what devil is putting there. Or, this is how we are made in our family. I cannot change. Let me use myself. I am from Oyo. That's how we behave. We don't say everything straight. Ha! Oh, I'm proud of you. I am Ijesha. Ta, bas sotinu wa kukintambe. Oh, I'm Ekiti. The irony of end time is that Ijesha is now doing Oyo. Ijebu is doing Oyo. Ekiti is doing Oyo. And Oyo is doing Ijesha now. I think the mismatching of things. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Don't ever, ever let people be undermined when you are speaking. Don't undermine people. Don't make people to look as if they are not human beings. Treat them well. Let's treat them well. Number two, we should not abuse our co-leaders. Don't abuse your co-leaders. Don't take microphone from your leaders, even if they are making a mistake. You can try to let them finish and call them by the side and say, when we're growing up, I'm still growing up. And I just say, oh, they should have done. But next time, look at this area. Is that not good? But if you raise up your hand, it will so then oh so that Jeka bov refine that Jeka refine. Next time if they call me to come and give, I say, Daddy, rumba mi ulu mulushe, enyeshe, come and listen. I hope you are not misunderstanding what I said. You can call that person secretly to say, area be ude kudio. But if somebody raised the question, because I know there are a lot of questions that are going to be raised today, I've said some two things that may generate questions today. Pastor Jibadi said some things that may generate questions. In fact, a lot of questions. So, if we have time, I know there's going to be a lot of questions of some things I've said today. Number three, we should not be judgmental of others. Daddy Orioke has told us yesterday, be very sure of what you want to say before you pass judgment on people so that you don't incur the wrath of God upon your life. Be very sure. I know some of us, I think we have had a man say that, the reason why this person is not making it, the reason why, is because of maybe he's committing secret sin, or maybe because this thing happened to him because of this. You have not even moved closer to that person and asked before you start to pass judgment. And I saw that quite a number of people do that in prayer. Most of our prayer groups, we pray some judgmental prayers. Judgmental prayers. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Number four, we should not keep malice. Don't keep malice. If somebody offends you, please call the person. I like my sister, Pastor Bison Emi. He said, Emi, you fell on a me. You feel so cold. That's how people, we keep it. Say, let me call you. I will call you. Call the person and let the person know how you are hurting him or her. It may be 10 times. Tell the person that please you did it again. Are you guys my partner now? It's very important that we know this. Don't keep malice. Malice is not good. Peter asked, how many times will I forget my brother? Just guys say, is it 7 times? Just guys, I didn't say 7 times. It's 70 times 7. It's a person who doesn't have job that will be saying, offend me 1, offend me 2, offend me. So, we will say that 490 times in a day. He doesn't have any job. Number five, we should not talk about pastors and other leaders in a negative way. That is, you said it yesterday. It happened to me too. Many people talk a lot of things about me. You know, I think something that we need to build ourselves up into is to, you know, some leaders here, you don't hear things clearly, you start to bandy it about, you want to say it about others. You are heaping fire upon your head. Yes. Please, when you hear that a leader does something, go and approach that leader instead of saying it about. You are exposing your house. You are endangering your house. You are endangering your group. If at the end of the day, the person doesn't do what you said he did or she did, you will have entered into error and to trouble. It's very important Don't be judgmental of others. Don't. And we are not actually to, we are not supposed, we are not in the position to pass judgment on others. In fact, Paul the Apostle say, let this wait. Because there is a time where we are going to actually stand before the judgment throne of God. Is that what not the Bible says? And Jesus Christ say, judge not, so that you not be judged. Number six, we should not seek to show you should not seek to show how more important our opinions are. Our opinions are. Thank you very much. Don't show how much important, how more important your opinions are than others. Yes. We should always expect counter, and perhaps more profitable opinions from others. If you are open enough, we will be able to see. I think I've given that example. As a pastor, as a leader of a group, don't say, I have prayed enough. That's what God told me. That's what God told me. And that's what we are going to do. Even if that is what God told you and that's what you are going to do, you can do it. You can communicate in a way that we convince others. Is that okay? You can do it in a way that we convince others, not forcing it that I have a superior opinion. The day I was humble is when I was teaching a part 3 student in philosophy. And I teach philosophy of religion, and I was raising one argument. And my student said, sir, that area, that point, sir, is not correct. I said, what do you mean? And all the students in the class, they said, Iwo, Niba Banlin, shall you know OAU student? Ah, Oshibasa, okay, teacher, who correct? And I said, okay, tell me. And he spoke for 15 minutes, and I was ashamed of myself. I said, you are correct. I said, I will go and study more. And I openly, that day I gave him 400 naira for giving a superior argument to tell me how foolish I was. No, honestly, at times, you want to boast. You know, philosophy is open-ended argument. You don't have a superior argument in philosophy. You don't. Am I correct, Pastor Akinadisa? Safumi, am I correct? For people that have taken philosophy before, you don't have superior argument. Any argument is correct, as far as God. Number seven, we should not be nepotistic. Don't be nepotistic. Don't say because you are from Oyo, all the people that will surround you must be Oyo. Some pastor do that too. They trust Oyo more, just like our president. Our president of Nigeria. Trust. Sorry, Ajibade, you say it's not politics. It is not politics. I'm just trying to give an example. Our president believe his people more than others. This is not politics. This is evidential proof. And he doesn't show it. I mean, he doesn't hide it. Sorry, thank you. He doesn't hide it. So if you are a pastor or you are a choir leader, everybody that is your assistant choir leader is from your town or your tribe, you are dooming yourself little by little. Other tribe will say, we don't matter here. And they will fold their hands and they'll be looking. It's actually the Church of God is multinational, multicultural, international. You don't even need to put international. Church of God is international. Blessings are tied to leaders getting along with others. Number one, blessings are going to be very constant. Blessings are going to be very constant. When you pray, blessing will come when you are united. Number two, progress and rapid growth of the church. Church will grow. I've said it. Why is it that in many Baptist, I came from Baptist tradition. Many Baptists, there have been Baptist churches, they will grow and going to grow, and some of them will not grow. Yeah, they don't perform miracle there. In fact, when we were growing up, Baptist church do not believe in miracle. Because they believe that miracle has stopped with the apostle. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in deliverance. And some churches will grow. There's one pastor, knows how to teach, Akande, Reverend Akande, Esteola Akande. When that man teaches, you will look at your Bible and say, am I using the same Bible? He doesn't perform miracle. You want to, people, if Akande is coming to Ife today, all Baptists will abandon their church and come to where Akande is going to preach. He handles Bible as if he was one that wrote it. He doesn't perform miracle. In his church, there's crowd. So you may not have anointing to perform miracle, but if there is love, people will come to your church. Your church will grow. Church will grow. Number three, without negating miracle, there will be miraculous happenings when there is unity, when there is respect for one another, when we are united, when we are loving each other, when we are caring for another, there will be miraculous happenings. Miraculous happenings. Miraculous happenings. Number four, peace within and peace without. There will not be suspicion. In some churches, when somebody stand up, another person sit, when they come, they say, ah, sorry, Mugbayeyi, they will not sit down again because they don't know whether he has put something there. And that's what is happening in the Church of God today. It's shameful. Very shameful. Very shameful. When there's individual peace, there'll be collective peace. Number five, prayers are easily answered. Prayers are easily answered. And number six, constant presence of the Holy Spirit. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. It says, and when they come together in unity, they were rebaptized again. Verse 42. And they were rebaptized again. So, Holy Spirit will continue to oil the wheel of the church, because there's unity. When there's no unity, there's not going to be blessing. Conclusion, as leaders, we should always have it at the back of our minds that we are imperfect leaders dealing with other imperfect leaders. Trying to show how better off we are than others bring disharmony. It brings disharmony, crisis, stagnation, even death of the church. We should learn to get along with our co-leaders. God bless you all. Let us pray. Let us pray. Just let us pray. Say, God, help me. And it's a personal prayer. You are going to pray, Lord, help me and deliver me from myself. Pray that prayer. Say, Lord, help me. Deliver me from myself. You see, oftentimes people like to point accusing finger, but they will not even blame themselves. They blame others. They blame others. They complain about others, but they don't complain about themselves. They say, God, help me and deliver me from my sores. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.